Yo, yo, yo. It's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. And last episode, I think we left off with What's Biggie the Goat? Would you buy the 950 Louis AirPods? The 950 Balenciaga Trainers? Do breakfast hit harder for dinner? Or do dinner hit harder for breakfast? All right, this episode, we're going to talk about this new documentary they had at the Sundance Festival called The Michael Jackson Leaving Neverland. We're going to talk about, has twerking take over? Is Henny really good? And why do women cash out on these nails? All right, let's jump right into it. Let's jump right into it now. So, Michael Jackson's Leaving Neverland documentary. I ain't seen it yet. Only heard it or read about it a little bit. Just brief, skimmed over it. Didn't really read much into it. I'm lying. You know I read all of it. Anyways, it's basically, they said the documentary was about how Mike had met the boys that went to court against him, or well, not actually the boys that didn't go to court with him. That's what it was about. It was about the boys that he had paid and told them not to, you know, say anything or whatever. How he paid for apartment for the family and had the little boys there over time, and you know, they would go spend the night with Mike while the family's at the apartment. Well, they would sleep in the room with him and stuff like that. I don't know how y'all feel about it, man. I know y'all say he's innocent. He's not guilty. He didn't do it. But I don't know, Mike. I don't know. Something about that just don't shake out right with me, brother. Like, I think he might have did more than what they were saying. Like, they were trying to say, like, Mike didn't do it. He wouldn't do that. Why are you sleeping in there with them? Like, I'm talking about, and they said they destroyed the kids. Well, not the grown-ups now. They're grown-ups. Said that they could describe it as Michael fondling them and showing them how to masturbate and all this type of stuff, and it's like, wow. I mean, that's my guy, Mike. You the king of pop, but don't tell me you the king of popping off too. I shouldn't say that. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson. But yeah, I gotta see the documentary. Like, that's gonna be wild and crazy. Like, I always felt something went right about that guy. Like, for you to had your family bamboozled into changing their noses too, for them to get a little bit lighter too. Like, the only person I really see ain't going to it was Randy Jackson. Then, and then the grandmother. They was somewhere, something happened, and all the family was there. They all got these noses. They all look a little bit lighter. Granny looked like a regular person of color, you know. It didn't look like you had tried to change up your body like that. A lot of people say Mike was going through so much, and after the surgeries and after the fire, and you know what I'm saying, I understand that. And like we talked before, the opioid addictions, like you get strung out on that stuff. And I feel like his doctor taking him down through there, I feel like that was just the grief and guilt that Mike had, like, in his heart. Like, because, dude, you change your whole image right there in the snap, on the blink of an eye. Like, it's weird, man. Like I said, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. I got to see that documentary. They say it's 4 hours long. I got to see Leaving Neverland documentary. Got to see it. I know they're probably going to get sued or whatever. It's going to be very hard to find it, but trust me, I'll find it. Next, we're going to jump right into this twerking epidemic. And this is like, it done opened up a whole new genre of music. Well, not necessarily, because it's always been a big Frida and all those other dance hall type, you know, the people down there, the Creoles, you know, they do that. They do that dance and they twerking that. I can't think of what it's called right now. Bounce music, yes. That's how Juvenile and all of them became about, really. But Big Frida really started it up. But now, I think it's going a little bit too far. Like, and for the young women out there, it's showing a not in the negative light, but in the light that, you know, it's like, go get the fast money right now and then you can go out here and do whatever you want to do. No, it's never really that glamorous. These girls did a little bit more than you expected to get what they wanted to be. Because a lot of them, let's be honest, they were exotic dancers. That's what we're going to call them. Exotic dancers. You know? So. And now that I hear that one song. Something drop that money to the phone. And it's basically a remake of In the Night. But, you know, come on, man. Who sings that song? Nat Turner sang this song. And they done turned it into a twerking song. Drop that booty to the floor. Twerk for me. Twerk for me. Really, bro? And people really jamming out to this song. Man, you got City Girls done made a BET Uncut video for the regular TV. And it's all over TV. And little girls get to see that everywhere. They even had a contest for this where women was out there degrading themselves on every facet of social media just to get a check. Now, it's a video I watched on Instagram just the other day, maybe yesterday. The rapper Blueface, if you don't like him, oh well. He took a band off of his stack of money, and he laughing while he do it, and he looks over his shoulder at his homeboys, and he turn over and he just throw the money into a crowd of women that was already dancing right beside him. They jump on it like they ain't, like it's food to some starving flies or some, like when you feed a catfish pun, when you throw that feed out there to a catfish pun, and them catfish bite each other eye off trying to get it. That's what it looked like, bruh. Like you just threw a whole loaf of bread out there and them pigeons and seagulls just flopped to it all at once. But it was crazy. But I think twerking done turned into a whole nother epidemic. And it's turned into an actual dance. Like it's going to be an art craft. It's going to be part of our culture now. Twerking. How glamorous. That's going to be our thing. Twerking. But let me know how you feel about twerking, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some wonderful twerkers out there. Just kidding. But no, I'm just trying something new with them background music. So don't be alarmed when you hear this background music. I'm just shuffling through all of them. Also, let me know which one you like the most. You can tell me just by the name of this segment that you like this beat. Is Hennessy really good? Like nowadays, now, I mean, before Nas was even really in the commercials, I was full on Hennessy. Because Hennessy was the stereotypical drink that us people drink. And when I say us, I say black people. We just gonna drink Hennessy. Somebody always gonna say something about, you got the Hennessy? You got some Hennessy? I don't know where it came from, where it started from. I just know that when you're coming up black, it's gotta be something brown. Paul, Remy, ENJ, whatever. But I'm just saying, gotta be Cognac. Conjure out there. Oh, Diddy got a new Ciroc out there that's, you know, a brown one. A Cognac as well. But Henny. Do Henny really taste good? Is it people out there that y'all can really just drink straight up Hennessy? I can't. See, me myself, like I said, El Cheapo. Go ahead and get me drunk out the gate. Let me get a double Hennessy on ice. What else? That's it. I'm not paying for your Coca-Cola, brother. Are you drinking Hennessy like that? No, I'm trying to get drunk immediately. First cup, I'm out of there. You know what I'm saying? If y'all know me, I'm a lightweight when it comes to drinking anyways. Couple beers, a shot of Henny, done. Put that bottle back up in the mantle. I'm finished. You feel me? But Hennessy, it don't taste bad. It's just, it tastes like liquor. Yeah, you feel me? A lot of people like, oh, it just tastes so nasty without no Coke or no Sprite or Red Bull. See, I'm dropping all game to you. You need to write that down. Lemonade, pineapple juice, cranberry juice for that matter. And then, if you really want to get risky, fit you a tall glass of ice almost to the top. All right, bust it down with some Henny. Boom. You're like, oh, halfway, stop right there. Boom. Grab the Douce. Pop it open. Flute. Fill the rest of the cup up. Shake that bitch about 3-4 times. Take a sip. Swear to God, it tastes like a Henny on with Coke, bruh. On the ice. On the rocks. Swell, bruh. You don't believe me? Check it out. Calling it the One Bag Steve. Matter of fact, I can't take credit for it. Young Thug said it in his song. He said it was on that Hindu say. But, hey. If ain't nobody trademarked the name of it, we're going to call it the One Bag Steve. You feel me? But, Hennessy, you know, it got that punch. You feel me? When you take that shot, you got to hit that mark and that hit the back of your neck, right? You know, that neck part there right there by your jaw. Let that air out. That because it's going to hit you. Like, I seen they had Henny Pops and Henny Bears. Been trying to get a hold of them. Because, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing. Now, these cakes, y'all taking it too far, bro. I'm not finna eat no cake with Henny in it. Now, come on, man. Seriously. But, yeah, let me know. Does Henny really taste good? These fake nails. I don't know nothing about this, man. I be in the nail shop confused. I be like, y'all in here lining up. Like y'all on a rotational belt. Or what it's called, one of them belts. A belt line. Wait. For this little skinny Asian lady or Asian man to put fingernail polish on your fingernails. And then you pay him $80? Seriously? When if I just was to ask you, like, I'm very intrigued to see how you would do it without going there, without them doing it professionally right there in your face. I want to just see what it would look like. Like, matter of fact, pay you the $40 myself to see how your nails would turn out right here in front of my eyes. But no, y'all rather go pay $80 to $100. For essentially, what, 10, 20 minutes? But heck, you know, boy. And then it be that, well, like, I don't even know what that, what is called, acrylic? It just be on, so it ain't even really your nail, it's something on top of your nail. So you put a piece of towel off the floor on top of your nail, or they sand down, or they sand down a domino piece, a bone, and put it on top of your nail. Then they color that. So, essentially, you ain't even really getting your nails done. Y'all still applying stuff to y'allself. Like, weave and lashes and everything wasn't enough. Y'all still hiding y'all true self. Like, women, what do we get to see that is really yours? Like, what is it? Like, you put the makeup to cover your skin. Your nails covered up. Your hair covered up. Then if you wear contacts, your eyes covered up. What is you? What am I getting? Do I gotta unwrap you like a present and then be unwell? Like, some of y'all know. I ain't gonna lie. Some of y'all look better without all that stuff. But some of y'all, please, fall asleep in it. Get it glued on. Whatever you got to do. Because that's why I be trying to tell my partners, dog, you take it home. Yeah, they be looking nice in the club, but when you get them home and they unwind and they relax around you, that's what you really get behind. What's behind door number two for real, brother? Like, $40, $50, maybe even $80 for some nails? Try again, mommy. And then when they get on, I hear about a video game. Bet you know how long this video game finna last? I guarantee it ain't no breaking no nail to this. And maybe if I break a controller, yes, then you can get on my head. I can't play this game no more. But you break a nail, that's 30, 40 more. That's 20 more dollars, 10 more dollars. Nah, you're playing with me. So, I don't know, ladies. I don't get it. Nails. Thank God. Thank my listeners. Thank everybody for their feedback and your input. And on our next episode, we're gonna talk about these wigs and lace fronts for the women. We already talked about the men wigs, and we also gonna talk about, don't you hate when your parents share your business in church and with the pastor? And then we're going to talk about negative people. And then we're going to get back into some kind of sports. So, you know, we're going to talk about, I'm going to share some game with y'all about the NBA G League. All right.